Hypnotize me with that motion. Girl, you might even provoke me to spend all I've got. I can get it back real quick. Give you an experience like you never had before. All right. Holy shit, it's been a while. I don't even know when the last time I recorded was. I think it was like 6 months ago. Holy crap. Nah, it wasn't that long ago. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Here we are, though. Episode 7. Not even at 10 yet, and I already skipped out on way too long. So I apologize to anyone that's trying to listen regularly. Can't even speak anymore. Jeez. I don't know how many of you there are, but yeah. Anyway. Hello, if this is your first time listening. I don't really know what this podcast is about. I kind of just talk about whatever's on my mind. So, yeah, welcome. I hope it's not super echoey in here. I'm recording in a study room at my school. Yeah, this room is super plain. It's as plain as you can possibly imagine. A perfect square, just bland tan walls, 4 chairs, 2 desks, not even desks, tables. There are 2 tables. So yeah, that's the environment that I'm in. I hope you're in a better one, in a forest or something, a beach. I don't know. I don't know why you would be listening to this on a beach, but yeah, whatever. Man, a lot has happened since I last recorded. In the world, obviously, but I mean, you know, what I really care about, which is my life. Just kidding, Jesus, I'm fucking awful. I hate myself. Let's see, I went to Mexico for 3 weeks. Was it 3 weeks? I don't know, 3 weeks a month, somewhere around there. It was pretty interesting. I don't know if you all have been keeping up with Mexico's news, but they have a problem with gasoline in a bunch of different parts in Mexico. Oh, before I say that, the room, I hope it's not super echoey. I like did a check before to see how echoey the audio sounds, and didn't sound super echoey. But if it does, I apologize. Anyway, yeah, they had a lot of parts in Mexico were having like didn't have gasoline, so all the gas stations were closed. And the part that I was staying at was one of those parts. I wasn't at like a luxurious like place in Mexico, like Cancun or anything like that. I was in, you know, I was in Mexico, visiting family, and yeah, it was crazy. Fucking, it's super poor over there. I haven't been there in 15 years, so it was pretty crazy to go over there and see how that part of the world is, even though it's not super far away. You know, it's like a 4-hour flight, but I don't know. I think it was drastically different. Yeah, there would be like 5 days at a time where no one could get gas. And then when the gas stations would open up, you know, people would line up and just be sitting in their cars waiting to get gas for hours. It was wild. And then I get back here and gas is like less than $2. So that was pretty crazy and a big contrast. There were so many crazy things that I saw and experienced and heard about in Mexico. But before I move on with more of that, I have a Twitter page for this podcast now. If you want to give me a follow, it's at ToadCapPod on Twitter. And I'll have that in the bio for the podcast episode as well. So, you know, give me a follow, hit me up, retweet my shit, tell your friends about the podcast. It'd be dope if I could actually get this thing to grow. Man, I am fucking awful at this. Why haven't I been doing it? How do I expect to get any better? It's exactly the type of person I am. Which isn't great. But hey, there's always room to grow. You know? I went to a cockfight in Mexico. How fucking crazy is that? I'm pretty sure they're legal here in the U.S. I'm like 99% sure. Maybe there's some crazy state where they're not illegal in, but yeah, I mean, you know, it's a fucked up thing. Fucking roosters fighting to the death. But at least in that part of Mexico that I went to, not only are they not illegal, but they have whole ass stadiums basically for these chickens to fight at. They have like, I mean, that's the best way I can think of explaining it. It's a stadium for cockfighting. There's nothing else that goes on there except for cockfighting. You go in, they have like food that they're selling, which is crazy. You know, you can eat. I guess it's not that crazy. You can get food and, you know, go watch people beat the shit out of each other on the UFC and stuff like that, and boxing and all that, whatever. But they have food, people selling food, alcohol, of course. People are smoking cigarettes in there. Like, that's not an issue. There's, in the middle of the quote-unquote stadium, there's a little ring, like a rooster-sized ring. It's like maybe 2 meters in diameter. And it's got a wall around it, maybe like 3 feet high, and little gates for people to go in and out. I guess roosters to come in and out too. It's made out of dirt, the little ring. And yeah, around the ring are like bleachers, obviously, and then even more around the ring, like on the diameters along the wall of the stadium. They have the little booths. They're like changing room sized. But that's where, so there's like teams, and the teams are different farms that raise roosters for fighting, and each farm has a booth that they keep their roosters in before the fights. But yeah, the way that they get them to start fighting is, I don't know how many of you have seen this, so I'm gonna explain it. plus I gotta fucking talk for at least half an hour, so you know. God, I'm awful, Jesus Christ. But there's a ref, and he has a rooster, and he uses that rooster to rile up the roosters that are about to fight. So the owners of the roosters hold up the roosters, and the ref brings up the other rooster, and then the owners start plucking the feathers out of the ones that are out of the roosters that are about to fight. So the roosters get pissed and like start trying to, you know, peck at the other chicken. or rooster. And yeah, that's how they get them mad. They rip out their feathers until they're pissed and like want to rip the other rooster's head off. And the ref does that for both roosters. And yeah, then they bring both roosters face to face. And, you know, the roosters are ready to go at that point. And yeah, they let them go. Oh, also, before they start fighting, they have these little blades, like 3-inch blades. They look super sharp. And they tie them around to one of the fingers, I guess, of the roosters. And they have like a little cover on them so that the people don't cut themselves when they're putting them on the roosters. But then, yeah, they tie them on the foot. They take them off. And, yeah, the blade is exposed. And then they get the roosters in front of each other. And, yeah, they're ready to go. So they let them go. And then it's a fight to the death. Like, to the death. If one of the roosters is even slightly alive, like if he can still bring his head up, they make him keep fighting. Like, it's fucking nuts. It was brutal. Like, Jesus. I don't know what the fuck I was doing in there. It was messed up. But, yeah, fucking people were into it. There were a bunch of dudes mostly gambling. They even have ring girls. They have ring girls at these events. They aren't chickens, you know. They're actual women. Go up before each fight. And they try to get people to gamble, all that stuff. And they sell tickets to future cockfighting events. Pretty nuts. But yeah, these chickens fight to the death, and like the blades are super sharp, obviously, so they just like slice right through each other. There was one fight, the first one that I saw, like, so when they fight, they like jump in the air at each other. I don't know if you've ever seen roosters fight in general, but yeah, they like jump at each other and like flap their wings. So one of the roosters jumped and just sent the blade straight through the other one's head, like straight through. It was fucking nuts. And the rooster still wasn't dead. So then they kept fighting after that. It is actually nuts. Yeah, so I don't know if you're into that sort of thing, but I wouldn't recommend it. I don't think I'll ever go to another one. But yeah, my uncle took me. He was telling me that, I mean, there's people that make their living just through cockfighting. There was this dude, this like fucking mopey, doughy looking guy. He was hammered and he was just like gambling with everyone. My uncle says that he's at like every event, like trying just gambling, and he's gone broke sometimes. Other times he's won a shit ton of money and like bought hookers and shit. Yeah, Mexico's nuts, man. This town is like pretty small. It's one of those places where like everyone knows each other. About 5 years ago, I don't know how the cartel works, honestly. Like, I don't keep up with all that shit. But I don't know if they like circulate between towns, and I don't know. Anyway, about 5 years ago, they ran through that town, and you know, everyone was just fucking scared all the time. These fucking cartel people were on the streets, and these huge armored, like bulletproof, windows tinted, people hanging off the sides with rifles, just these huge trucks would go through the city, and people would like close the doors to their businesses and stuff. Sounds fucking horrifying. But yeah, man, it's a different world there. My uncle, again, was telling me that he had friends that would that were involved with it. I don't know if they were necessarily like in it, but they were like involved, you know, like selling drugs for them or something. I don't know. And he had a friend. So they position people at all the major entrances, in and out, or all the streets in and out of the town, for them to warn the rest of the cartel when there's like cops coming in or rival cartels, I don't know. But they have someone there, or they used to have someone there 24/7. Like at any point in the day, there was someone there. And one of my uncle's friends was a guy that, like a watcher, I guess. And one day he fell asleep on the job at like fucking 3 a.m. And they made him shave his eyebrows, which wasn't that bad. Like my uncle was telling me that like they would hang out pretty often. And he just like showed up one day without eyebrows. And he's like, yo, what the fuck happened to your eyebrows? And he told him the story. So yeah, that guy didn't get it bad. But other people that would fall asleep, like if a cop came in and like busted someone selling drugs or, I don't know, doing some other crazy shit, like, you know, people would get their ass beat or get a finger cut off or something. Like, you know, that shit is serious. I'm a little nervous even talking about it, honestly. Like, you know, I don't know how fucking these people are, how this shit works. But, you know, it's interesting. I'm not saying any names or anything, so whatever. Yeah, man, it's interesting shit. I think El Chapo, like, I just saw in the news that he got found guilty somewhere in the United States, I think. I don't even know what that means. I should have read more than just the headline, but you know how it is. Who has time for all that shit? Man, what else? Fucking Mexico's all parties. I was at a party every single day. I was exhausted. I am not a party guy. But, you know, those people are fun. You could hear people all on the streets every night, jamming out, having parties, dancing. It was fun. Fucking what else is up? I don't know, man. I might cut this short. I had nothing prepared for this. Absolutely zero. I usually on the other ones I had something written down, but I kind of just recorded this one on a whim. Which is probably how I should do it, since I'm terrible at having a schedule and keeping up with doing this weekly, which is the goal. Going through my phone, seeing if I can find notes from previous shit that I was gonna talk about. Blue balls this weekend. I don't remember what that was about. Blue balls this weekend. Obviously, I had blue balls for some reason. Why did I have blue balls? Shit, dog. I don't even know. There's so many things on here. I should write a little description. There's so many fucking things on here that I don't even remember what I meant by this. what the heck? Groupon at Aquarium. No idea what that's about. Jesus Louises. Yeah. All right. Fuck this. I'm done. Again, check out the Twitter, follow me, tweet at me, retweet the podcast episode, tell your friends about this shit, give me iTunes reviews, all that good stuff. Yeah, that's about all I have for you folks. See ya.
Do you see something you like?